Hello and welcome to the Grateful Podcast with Jack Wagner. I'm your host, Jack Wagner, and here we talk about how to build, create, share, and just find the gratefulness that's in your life and how to bring it to your everyday life to just feel happier, healthier, and better overall. When you're grateful for something, I truly believe that that just increases the quality of your life and how you're feeling with yourself. So that is my mission with this podcast. Hey, and welcome back to the Grateful Podcast with your host, Jack Wagner. Today marks episode 10 of this podcast, and man, I think that's just so cool. Today, we're going to talk about embracing weaknesses and why sucking at something and embracing it is the best possible thing I think that you can do for yourself, your growth, your confidence, and eventually your expertise in this thing. There's a great quote that I would like to start off with by Alex Hormozi, and it's, "Excellence comes from sucking, then doing it again, trying to suck less, still sucking, and repeating the cycle." I would just like to start off with that because I think it sets the tone for what we're going to talk about in this podcast. But before we get into that, let's talk about what I'm grateful for right now, and that is that I'm aware enough to know when my ego is taking over and I should just let go and let myself suck. I can always do it, but I'm grateful that I am at least aware of it. All right, so let's get into it. Embracing weaknesses. So we're going to define the concept of embracing weaknesses before we get into all this. And it's kind of difficult, but I like to define it in my own words. So I think that embracing your weaknesses is becoming open, kind of letting your ego go, letting go of trying to be great all the time, especially just when you start, and understanding that you suck. Not just saying that you suck, not just doing that, but genuinely understanding that in this moment, you have no idea what you're doing. There's so many people better than you. You suck. You know nothing. You're a beginner. And that's amazing because you get to learn from that. If you tell yourself, yeah, I know everything right now, there's no place there for growth, right? When you're lying to yourself and you're going to constantly just feel weird and out of place, you're going to get imposter syndrome and you're not going to grow. So I feel like it's almost a have to for anyone that wants to be successful is to embrace your weaknesses and understand that you suck where you are right now. But that's okay. Because there's a lot of social stigma around weaknesses, right? We feel weird saying that we suck at something because people reward people that are great at something. And often people reward people that have talent and are great immediately. But what you need to understand is people reward people more that are great, that are excellent at something. And all those excellent people started off by realizing they suck, and there's so little, there's not many excellent people. It's a special thing because so many people struggle with that social stigma and therefore try to be great immediately. But in order to be great eventually, you have to suck in the short term to be great in the long term. I have some personal experience with this, and it's a lot with learning French. Now, learning a language is difficult, right? It's not becoming the CEO of a company or whatever a lot of people define as greatness, right? But I'm pretty proud of it. And at the beginning, it was a lot of learning how to suck because I knew nothing. I came in to France with a little bit of an ego. I'd been studying all summer. I'd been watching TV shows and movies in French. I thought I had a good start. And when I got with my host family, I realized I understood absolutely nothing. My ego was completely shattered. And I had no choice but to just understand that. Because if I tried, I had immediate feedback around me that I sucked. it was a just a fact that I could not get over. There was no looking over it. I sucked. And when I sucked, I immediately became so open to feedback from people around me because I wanted to get great so bad that knowing I sucked, but I was okay with it. So I had to start there in order to eventually become great. And when you know you suck, you can become so open to the feedback that you get from other people. And that might be the most important part, because when you think you're great at something, immediately that closes off doors for feedback, right? When you think you suck at something, you're going to get all the feedback, even from people who suck just a little bit less than you, because they're trying to help you grow. And when you can get as much feedback as possible to get better, that's when you grow exponentially. That's when you get so much better faster. So we have some steps for embracing weaknesses that I've written out. And the first one is identifying weaknesses, because how can you go anywhere or how can you have weaknesses if you haven't identified them? So I want to discuss some strategies for identifying personal weaknesses. And for me, I think a lot of this comes with self-awareness. So just, you have to be with yourself. You have to understand really who you are, and where you think deep down you know you're not as good as you say you are. And there's a lot of talk in like the industry of self-improvement and just on the internet about imposter syndrome. And I heard this thing by Alex Ramosi, and he was talking about how you can't have imposter syndrome. I mean, he's no psychologist, right? Like, imposter syndrome's a real thing, and I think it is important to be aware of how that works. But Alex Ramosi said that he has never had imposter syndrome because he has never lied about anything to anyone, which is probably not true, right? Everyone lies about some stuff. But he said he's been completely honest about who he is, what he's done to get there, and what he knows. If someone asks him something that he doesn't know the answer to, he will say no. And so I want you to think about right now, what's one thing that when people would ask you, you wouldn't feel quite confident enough to explain, but you would try, right? I feel like that's a weakness. For me, I'm trying to think of an example of this, but I used to be such a big baseball fan, sports fan, and I would, like, sports fan in general, actually. And I would know all the stats of everyone, so many sports, and mainly baseball. And I could hold a conversation with just about anyone in the world with that. Like, probably, like, professional analysts around baseball. And, like, obviously, I was no professional analyst. I was just a passionate 10-year-old kid. But, man, I knew a lot, right? And as I got older, that started becoming less and less and less of a priority, to the point where now I don't follow sports too much. Like, I follow them and I like to watch them, but it's just not something that is up there on the value list for me. So I'm not as sure about stats and all that. Actually, I'm very unsure. But people will remember 10-year-old Jack, so they'll always be asking me stuff, and like, a lot of old men love trying to talk to me about it. And I end up having to BS a lot of stuff. And, okay, you might be thinking this isn't too big a deal, right? It's not too big a deal at all. It's not. It's a social setting. But when you BS that type of stuff, and you just say, yeah, that guy, you know? It doesn't feel the greatest inside. And so I'm looking for that feeling, for you guys to look for that feeling. And it's challenging. Like, having weakness is a challenging concept, especially in this culture, because weakness is not highly regarded, right? Weakness is something that we don't want to have. We want to be great at everything. But think about how stupid that is to say, even. How impossible it is to be great at everything. And that's what I'm trying to normalize here. It's okay. Self-reflection is really the only way that I think about identifying weaknesses. Because we know. And maybe even ask your, like, closest people. Yo, what do I suck at? They just don't tell me. Hey, if I asked one of my best friends, like, what do you suck at? He'd be like, what would he say? Dude, you really sucked at basketball. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I really do suck at it. When I played, I really did suck. And I still do. Or what else would someone say? I'm trying to think of the self-reflection myself. But yeah, I think myself, I sometimes get obsessed over things short term and then don't really stick with them long enough. That's one of the things I think I suck at. And I've been trying to change a little bit, but also, you know, we'll dive deep in that in another podcast or something. But that's one thing I think I could work on, right? But the other thing I want to point out is I suck at podcasting because I've just started. You look at someone out there like Andrew Huberman or Jay Shetty or Chris Williamson, all these famous podcasters. They have crews. They have lights, but a lot of them started out like me, just talking themselves, maybe a camera. I don't have a camera today, but they all sucked at the beginning, like me right now. Because I'm learning. And these are some good tips for overcoming weaknesses. Just understanding, looking at people when they were beginning. When you're starting something, you're going to be like me. You're going to suck at it. That's great. That is awesome. Think about that. You're going to get so much better if you just stick with it. And that's what's awesome. I think one of the huge things is just tracking progress. I don't know how you can do it. For me, I track progress by just becoming more fluid in how I'm doing it. I'm not tracking progress by downloads or numbers. I'm tracking progress by things I can control. So if I think, I don't really have like stats for this. I just know when I can get better. I felt like last week, I declined a little bit on the podcasting stuff because I've had some things going on right now that I'm putting a little over podcasts. So if that makes sense. But yeah, I track progress by how natural it feels, how much better I'm getting at just talking and engaging with the microphone. And tracking progress is a huge thing. Set realistic goals as well, but set them high. Because if you don't catch a big goal, you're higher than you were, right? And highlight the value of seeking support from others and learning from failure. Okay, so you have to learn from others, right? And seek their support as well. Like, ask questions and be open for feedback. As I talked about with my French, it's a huge thing. And this is going to help you overcome your weaknesses. When you fail, your failure is not a failure. Your failure, you learn from it. You can't do anything without failing. And every failure gives you more and more learning experience than anything else you can do. Because every time you fail, you won't do that again. If you're smart, right? If you're smart and you fail, like, let's say you have a business and you make an absolutely horrible deal. Business goes down, right? A lot of people would give up. you start up another business, and now you know. And the same type of deal comes up. You turn it down, you take another instead. And a few years later, business is booming, right? Because you learned from your failure. And also, a failure might suck in the moment, but you always learn from it. For me, I don't regret any time I failed in my life. Anytime, because I always learn from it. My biggest failures are my biggest learning points. And that's a huge thing for weakness. It's another thing. It's another social stigma. No one wants to fail. No one wants to be weak. No one wants to suck. But weaknesses build success. Failure builds success, and we can never be good without sucking. Never. One person that really inspired this podcast and is just a success story really is Alex Ramosi. And I don't want to give his entire background, but you can go look at his podcast, The Game, or his YouTube channel. And he'd fallen down so many times. He was okay with sucking at something. He was actually so okay with sucking at something, but also so unokay with it, because he's okay with it, but he doesn't want to be there in the future. His future self is unokay with it, but his now self is okay with it. So he pays a gym owner to teach him how to gym. He's not getting paid to work here. He pays him to be here and to shadow him so he can learn how to do stuff, because he failed. And now he's building up, and he builds a business with this knowledge after he paid someone to learn, because that's how much you wanted knowledge to get better from sucking. Because when you suck, you have so much to learn. And then now, fast forward, I'm skipping so many parts. Fast forward, multiple failures, like fails on the business side of things. No money, lost everything. Now he has millions and millions of dollars. And he's one of the most famous people on the internet. So he's a huge person. He's the person that I first heard say, I don't regret any failure. So after that, I want to encourage you guys, listeners, to share your own experiences with overcoming weaknesses if you have any. So let me know in the comments on the YouTube channel or whatever. But I'd like to hear you guys as well, because it's a huge thing. And just the more and more I think about it, it's just such an important part of growing. It's just sucking. There's one article by Psychology Today. It's called The Benefits of Embracing Your Weaknesses. It goes through this podcast so well. I'll put the link down in the description. And this article explores the benefits of embracing weaknesses, and including self-awareness, resilience, and personal growth. It discusses how acknowledging, accepting weaknesses can lead to greater overall well-being as well. So we talked about a greater overall success, right? Or excellence is what we said, and growth and all of that. But this article actually talks a lot about how it leads to overall well-being, and how we are actually happier, more joyful, and just overall, yeah, have more well-being with accepting that we suck. Because if not, we're lying to ourselves. And when we lie to ourselves, it feels really weird. It feels really weird. So that's just one more thing I'd like to add on there. Harvard Business Review also did one. It was how to turn your weaknesses into strengths. And this article, it offers practical strategies for turning weaknesses into strength. It discusses the importance of reframing weaknesses as opportunities for growth, and seeking feedback and developing a growth mindset. All things we've talked about on this podcast before, and I think are huge. And it's right, a growth mindset, as we talked about a little bit on another episode, can only be like that. It can only be in a growth mindset if you know you're starting from nothing and you have to grow from that, right? So I'm going to end on that. I was so happy to make this podcast. It's something that I've been thinking about a lot recently, as I just embark on a lot of new stuff and understand the journey of it. I thank you guys so much for listening. I always love making these. It's awesome. just remember, I know nothing.
I hope that you enjoyed listening to this episode of the Grateful Podcast with Jack Wagner. If you like the podcast and would like to support its growth, please consider subscribing to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check out my YouTube channel under my name and see all the positive content that I've put out there. Thank you so much, and I hope to get to see you next week. Love you all. Bye.